Hot on the Twitter presses, what's the bigger problem for the Pirates right now? Is it roster construction? Is it coaching / managing? Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. We said this was such a big year for Derek Shelton. Like, you couldn't really evaluate him before because they didn't have the talent. But coming into the season, you and I both said, well, now they have the talent. But do they have enough? Has Ben Cherington done a good enough job? 412-928-9370. Look, you're a small market club, and people are always going to point back to the owner. The reality is they are, though, a small market club. And so when Michael A. Taylor was signed, I thought, that's a pretty good move. You wait him out. You don't have to pay him a lot of money. He's going to improve your outfield defense. He's got some thunder in his bat. Edward Olivares, he's got some thunder in his bat. And I think he was underutilized in Kansas City, and he hit some homers, and I thought he would be a nice addition. But when you're looking at Connor Joe as your three-hole hitter, when you're looking at Rowdy Tellez hitting cleanup for you, when just a couple of days ago, a catcher who wasn't even in your organization at the beginning of the year was hitting cleanup, and Joey Bart, I mean, there's a mixture of both clearly going on here where they're good players. Reynolds, O'Neill Cruz, a guy who should be good, Henry Davis, are all underperforming. I put that more on the coaching staff. But when I think about Rowdy Tellez and Connor Joe hitting in the heart of your order, I mean, that to me is a roster construction issue. It's both. The reality is it's both. But what's the bigger problem? That's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll at _ Adam Crowley.
Well, I think if we want to play the role of GM and manager and we get to excuse making, there could be a lot of excuses to be made by them if they really wanted to, which they would if they were asked these questions, I believe. Henry Davis, well, we lost Andy Rodriguez. He was supposed to be the catcher. Henry Davis was supposed to be maybe a right fielder or DH. Andrew McCutchen, he's getting a little older.
He was also hurt last year, didn't get a full spring training.
O'Neill Cruz
was hurt last year.
Didn't play all, he played 9 games last year.
Yep.
Doran, I like that point. Crowley, why aren't you making more excuses for the Pirates? You're pretty good at that.
Because they don't deserve excuses in year 5 of a general manager's tenure when this is supposed to be the year they win baseball games. And again, all within the context of them only having played 31 games. Like, there is a lot of time to pull out of this. I flirted with the Twitter poll being, are the Pirates ever going to see 500 again this year? I didn't want to necessarily go that negative. But if you're watching this team right now and you're not concerned, then I think you're being willfully ignorant here.
I bear with me right here. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, there's teams that out there that have won and won championships and have been good without any star players. And we've seen it at all levels of sports. There's a bunch of guys, a bunch of role players. If you get them all together on the same page, they can work. So I'm not saying that this couldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But let's sit here right now and be honest with ourselves. How many guys in the starting lineup and in the Pirates starting rotation would be legit players on other bigger ball clubs?
Right now, you're talking zero. The way that they're playing right now.
I'm saying, let's even say in the start of the season. How many guys would actually be like, okay, like that is our star player?
I don't think, and I hate to do this, I don't know that Andrew McCutchen would be an everyday DH for a lot of teams.
Okay.
Good teams.
Right.
You know, Connor Joe is a utility guy on good, good baseball teams. Brian Reynolds would have a place. Key Brian Hayes would have a place. O'Neill Cruz would have a place.
Okay.
Yep. From a position player standpoint.
Yes, from a position player standpoint, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I think that we know that there's something in there, and they're young players, and you could get this together, and you can win with guys like that we just named and guys around them. But I think if we're honest with ourselves, not a lot of these guys would be big-time players on other teams.
Well, first base is just driving me nuts right now, too, man. It looked like Rowdy Tellez may be hitting his way out of it.
I mean, how many utility players do you have starting that?
Yeah, I said I like the Olivares signing. I like the Michael A. Taylor signing. But those are bottom of the roster guys
right.
On other teams.
I mean, Triolo, Connor Joe. I mean.
So I do say, in year five of Ben Cherington, when you've got Connor Joe, Andrew McCutchen, and Edward Oliveras as the heart of your lineup, that doesn't speak well of the general manager. If everything was working, it would be Brian Reynolds, O'Neill Cruz, Henry Davis, Jack Sawinski, who should be in the middle of your lineup, and those guys are all underperforming. It's why I'm leaning more towards coaching right now, and the hitting coach in particular, than I am roster construction, because all those guys are supposed to be good, and they would be in the middle of your lineup. And they're all underperforming, which leads me to believe, yeah, it is a coaching thing.